I'm Ricky Erasmus. I'm a lawyer from Roodepoort. Well, as a result of the fact that I was in jail and Facebook and all over, I decided to open a WhatsApp group and a Telegram group, which is COVID Care Alliance. My partner in COVID Care Alliance nonprofit company, Peter Smaniak, he's a regenerative health practitioner. We cannot work with international expert reports only. We need local content. We need facts of our situation, because if we go to court with the international experts' reports, the court will say, but how do we know that the same apply here? Our jabs can be different, or our swabs can be different, etc. Dr. Zandre Buerta sent me a message and she said she heard that I'm looking for someone to do analysis of blood and vials. And she thinks she can help me. I got six Pfizer vials. I gave three to another doctor to try and analyze. And I had three. I got another vial then, a Janssen vial. I spoke to state pathologists who also do private work, actually three. The first one said to me, how would you be able to connect the jab with the death? I said, but is that not what the pathologist is supposed to do? I'm a lawyer, I'm not a medical practitioner or pathologist, but from the research I've done, and I've been a prosecutor before and a magistrate, and I know that is the purpose of a post-mortem, to find the cause of death. And she was very evasive and trying to put me off, and she said, no, man, people don't die from the jab. Then I went, she said to me, no, but you must try this doctor. Also an ex-state pathologist. Eventually, she was very eager to help, and then later the night she found me. She said, no, she cannot help me. She's too busy.
Sure.
She gave me another state pathologist name. And the moment I said to her that I am pro-choice and I do not believe in these jabs because there's too many side effects, she said to me, no, I don't think I'm the person who can help you, but here is a private doctor, but unfortunately, we haven't been able to get a
I'm
pathologist.
Dr. Buerta. I've been in practice for about 15 years. My expertise lie in looking for causes and aggravations of disease. So I deal a lot with autoimmune, so cancers, medical failures, and come up with a solution for my patients. So we do a couple of therapies as well. This is very quick. This is a patient of mine that came to me in 2020. This was on October 14th, 2020, and she wasn't feeling that great and came seeking help. And this was her blood before the vaccine. So here, it's not normal blood. The red blood cells are sticking together. There is something called target cells. Okay, there is my cursor. So those are target cells, which means there's not enough oxygen, but it's not like a severe case. And obviously, these red blood cells need to be nice and loose from each other. And then we gave her recommendations. I treated her with ozone therapy, molecular hydrogen, changed her lifestyle, and we did a practitioner range complementary medicine, which is researched and clinically proven higher dosages, natural. A higher dosage of vitamins and those type of things. So this was her blood 14th of February 2021 when she came for a follow-up. So yeah, you don't need to be a blood expert to see that this is looking much better. I mean, the red blood cells are nice and loose, they're not clamping together, lots of oxygen in the cells, there's no disturbances in the plasma, which is in the darker side of the slide. And the very bright cell that you see is a white blood cell, and this is a viable white blood cell. It's got three nuclei and it can just do its job. And so we didn't see her because she was now healed and happy. And then she made another appointment with me, and this was her blood. She had the vaccine in the meantime, and this is what her blood looked like after the vaccine. That was on 20th of September 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, this was done at 800% times magnification. And what we see here, and this is what we see in most of the jabbed patients. I've now literally looked at over 50 patients who've had the jab in the last 2, 3 months. And what we are seeing here is stacked rouleaux. Stacked rouleaux is very dangerous. It's the most severe case of Rouleau, and which means the red blood cells have collapsed and they are stacking on top of each other. There's not enough oxygen in these cells. This patient was now complaining out of for shortness of breath, fatigue. She gained 5 kilos, and yeah, she wasn't herself. And then we also see these reflective white particles in the plasma. And I'm just gonna quickly, you know, this is still the same patient. This is a very large protoplast, which is indicative of a very acidic terrain, very low oxygen in the blood. And you can see the red blood cells around this protoplast is just not happy at all. And we see this specifically, this type of stacking rouleau in every single vaccinated patient. I have seen this before, only in patients, and not every single time, but mostly in patients stage 4, stage 5 cancer, sure, and people with HIV that I've seen. So I was very startled to see her blood, especially after it looked so well. And then this is at a 4,000 times magnification, the bright cell in the middle, you can see it's non-viable. It's a non-viable white blood cell. So it's an underactive immune system. So this person is, you know, when they just get a cold, they're in big trouble. And then this is something that I saw in the vaccinated patients. And I don't know, you know, I call it an unidentified artifact or substance. I've been calling it black matter. 800% times magnification this was done. And this is exactly the same. And just for time's sake, I'm just going to quickly go through and just show and not explain every single slide, but these are pictures of some of the vaccinated patients that has been coming in. So this is all different. Yeah.
I just want to ask you, though, are these pictures unusual?
They are unusual, yes. But, yeah, if they're unusual compared to the thousands of patients I've looked at over the last 15 years, but they are not unusual in the vaccinated patients. So this is where I started to see the pattern. And again, we see these black particles, stacked rouleau, non-viable white blood cells. This patient is also, we see these thalluses. Thalluses are seen in patients that are in big trouble. They've got degenerative diseases. When red blood cells are stacked like this, you're talking about intravascular blood clotting. So you don't pick it up just in a normal blood test. You've got to do a D-dimer test for that. These red blood cells have to reach capillaries in the brain and in the heart that are four micron big, which means red blood cells have to single file to actually be able to enter. And these blood cells are just clamping together. I mean, there's no ways that this will reach where it's supposed to be reaching. And again, there you can see, you know, the black substance. So remember in the blood, so now you can see there's no blood around the sample. And this is the actual vial. This was the Pfizer vial that we looked at. So then I knew what I was seeing in the blood is also in the actual vial of the vaccine. So I was also seeing these type of things that this we also see, you know, what I initially thought was uric acid crystals in my patients. I also actually saw this now in the vial. This one was the J&J and the other one was the Pfizer. But most of what I'm going to show you now is actually the Johnson & Johnson. So my patient's blood, it's Pfizer patients and also Johnson & Johnson shots.
Right.
And then I don't know if anybody's ready for this. I wasn't ready for it. I actually, what I did was instead of covering the vial, okay, so I would put a droplet on my microscope slides, which are these ones, and then I cover it with a, if you can see this, I basically put a droplet and I cover it so that it can spread. And that's how I got the other shots, the ones where the matter, you can just see the matter. And then I thought to myself, what if I don't cover it? If I can just put a drop and then look at it.
Good heavens. What am I looking at?
So everybody's been asking me, what do I look at? So in my layman's terms, because remember, I analyze blood. I don't analyze nanoparticles, molecular particles, chemical particles. I won't be able to identify that. But this, in my language, looks mechanical. It looks engineered. It's artificial. It's not natural. It's definitely not biological. And these particles was moving around and they were self-assembling. Okay. So that's what I can tell you about that. And then it literally, we now have a video of it, but it literally kind of disappeared in front of our eyes because the fluid was drying up that it came in. And this is what it dried to. This is how it dried. This, I've never in my life seen anything like this. And but it is consistent. So if you look at that picture, and if I can open up, then I looked at somebody's blood. So this is blood work again, and here you can see the same structures in the blood sample again. So what we looked at, you know, when it dries, is very similar. There's some other images as well. So these things self-assemble. I looked at this particle. I looked at the sample about 4 days later, and we could actually see, I didn't take a photo of it, but we could see, this is another one. I wonder if I can zoom in on it. I'm not sure if it will give us, not really. But if you, when I looked at the sample again, there was definitely some other stuff. That was, it's like it's self-assembling. It makes these chain-like things, which, yeah, like I say, nanoparticles comes to mind, microchips comes to mind, because on the other one, they were like square. I have spoken to doctors from overseas, Dr. Jane Ruby. These are highly respected people. She's been in contact with Dr. Robert Young. We're in constant contact. I don't think any of us are getting sleep. This is mechanical. It is definitely not natural.
Our problem is now to get a scientist or a lab to analyze this for us and to tell us what the composition or what it is, what it is that we see. And there again, the same problems I had with getting a pathologist, I'm getting with the labs. The mainstream labs like Lancet and Ampath just said no, they can't do that because obviously they're so in with government and the WHO. The moment we're talking about bowels and what is in the blood, they're not interested. So we are still battling to get someone to help us.
Whatever we're looking at here, do you think it could get worse with the booster shots?
Yes. And why I can say that is that I've seen patients that had the first shot, and then I show them the blood and we start treatment. At least I can say some of my treatments have been working because this is new. I've got to deal with stuff that I've never seen before. But it's like when the second shot happens and what we see is whatever conditions patients had before, it worsens. If there wasn't any conditions, there's new things manifesting. All of a sudden, they have blood pressure problems. All of a sudden, they have diabetes. All of a sudden, shortness of breath, lots of cognitive, tremendous loads of cognitive issues, memory, depression. One of my patients tried to commit suicide. But the second shot is definitely worse. And we find with those patients, some of my cancer patients that have gone for the shot, that they were in remission. The tumors actually started to grow again.